Healthline is a website dedicated to making health and wellness information accessible, understandable, and actionable so that readers can make the best possible decisions about their health. Their content is created, fact-checked, and reviewed by qualified writers, editors, clinicians, and other contributors. In this article, I bring you 9 best Healthline articles on mindfulness, along with my favorite quotes. 1. What is mindfulness? A simple practice for greater well-being. The author cites latest scientific research and gives the following definition of mindfulness. Mindfulness is the practice of gently focusing your awareness on the present moment over and over again. It often involves focusing on sensations to root yourself in your body in the here and now. It can be practiced during formal meditation or during everyday activities, like cooking, cleaning, or walking. Related book, Mindfulness for Beginners by Jon Kabat-Zinn. 2. Mindful Eating 101, A Beginner's Guide. The article talks about the benefits of mindful eating and how to practice it. Mindful eating involves paying closer attention to your food and how it makes you feel. In addition to helping you learn to distinguish between physical and emotional hunger, it may also help reduce disordered eating behaviors and support weight loss. Mindful eating is a technique that helps you better manage your eating habits. It has been shown to promote weight loss, reduce binge eating, and help you feel better. Related book, The Headspace Guide to Mindful Eating by Andy Pudicombe. 3. What is mindful drinking? How it can help your mental health. The article is written for people looking for a healthier relationship with alcohol, but who don't feel like completely giving up drinking is right for them, Mindful drinking is the concept of being intentional with your decisions around alcohol. It empowers you to make an intentional decision instead of being swept along with the current, explained Eliza Kingsford, a psychotherapist who specializes in mindfulness. It's all about changing the conversation with yourself. Culturally, drinking is socially acceptable and almost socially expected, Kingsford said. Click here to read about mindful drinking. 4. How to turn your commute into a mindfulness practice. The author explores mindful strategies that can make daily commute a more pleasant experience. For many, the image of a commuter sitting in traffic or flying down the freeway might represent the opposite of mindfulness. But a central tenet of true mindfulness training is to be present wherever you are. Every moment is an opportunity to wake up to the present, no matter how unglamorous or profane it may appear to be. Click here to read about mindful commuting. 5. Mindful parenting, definition, examples, and benefits. The article talks about how mindfulness can be applied to parenting. The idea of mindful parenting specifically has been around since 1997, star. In essence, it applies the principles of mindfulness to the many situations in your family that can feel a bit crazy at times. The goal of bringing mindfulness to parenting is to respond thoughtfully to your child's behaviors or actions versus simply reacting. You work to have acceptance for your child and, in turn, for yourself. Nurturing your relationship in this way may help strengthen your bond and lead to other benefits. Related book, Everyday Blessings, Inner Work of Mindful Parenting by Jon Kabat-Zinn. 6. Mindfulness for Kids, Benefits, Activities, and More. The author talks about how mindfulness can benefit your kids. With kids, the goal of mindfulness is to help them move beyond thoughts of the past or future that may be draining, negative, or worrisome. Instead, it's giving children the tools they need to connect with what's going on in their world at the present moment. It's about empowering them to accept their current thoughts and feelings, and to form healthy habits for coping with all the big emotions they may have. Click here to read about mindfulness for kids. 7. Mindfulness-based stress reduction, history, benefits, and safety. The article is focused on scientific research around MBSR and its benefits. MBSR is an 8-week program developed by Jon Kabat-Zinn, PhD. It's based on traditional Buddhist practices of mindfulness and meditation. People come to MBSR because they want to feel better emotionally or physically, Rosenbaum explains. There's a way out of that suffering. Related article, 5 Best Mindfulness Books by Jon Kabat-Zinn. 8. Mindfulness and Fibromyalgia, Benefits, Research and More. The author talks about how mindfulness can help people with fibromyalgia. When pain is consistently part of your day, as is the case for many people with fibromyalgia, you can start to dwell on it. You may feel stress and anxiety about the pain you're feeling now, as well as pain that may occur in the future. Mindfulness may lead to changes in the brain that provide benefits for those with fibromyalgia. Several studies examining the connection between mindfulness and pain have shown positive results. Related book, Mindfulness Meditation for Pain Relief by Jon Kabat-Zinn. 9. Easy Mindfulness Activities for Any Age. The article explores different ways to practice mindfulness in everyday life. The practice of mindfulness is gaining popularity as a way to ease stress, soothe anxiety, and be more present and engaged in life. Interestingly, some research suggests that mindfulness meditation may even be beneficial for issues like anxiety, chronic pain, and depression. The good news is that incorporating mindfulness activities into your routine can be incredibly simple, no matter what your age. Click here to learn about mindfulness activities for any age. About the publication, Healthline covers all facets of physical and mental health openly and objectively because it's here for the whole person, for your whole life. And because people come to it with unique challenges, it listens closely and puts empathy first across the organization. In everything from their personal perspectives to their commitment to inclusivity, you'll see that they feel with you. Compliment with 10 best mindfulness articles from Psychology Today.